When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Things were falling apart, record sales were dropping off, blah, blah, blah. We decided it was all Jerry Bronn's fault, which of course it wasn't. I mean, he may have had something to do with it, but it wasn't his fault. So he became the lamb for the slaughter. So, Jerry, you're fired. You're not going to produce this record. We're going to produce it ourselves.
High and Mighty was produced by Uriah Heep. Sorry to laugh. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep, episode 9, about album number 9 by Uriah Heep called High and Mighty. Came out in June of 1976. A quote from guitar player Mick Box describing this album, quote, less of the heavy and more of the humble. So, Jerry Bronn was busy and the band decided to produce themselves on this album, and then Jerry Bronn later said it was their worst album. The cover of the album is truly awful. It's a pistol with jet wings, and I guess it's supposed to be flying, because it's against this really lame backdrop of a sky. Truly an embarrassing album cover, but we saw a lot of embarrassing album covers at that time. Now, we've mentioned on earlier episodes that David Byron seemed to have a drinking problem, and I guess it really came to a head. Things came to a head with David Byron's drinking on the tour for this record. Quote from Ken Hensley, he always got drunk after the show, but it had never got to the point where it would jeopardize the show itself. The performance had always been first and foremost with David. It was when the show started to come second that the problems began. A quote from Jerry Bronn, it's a tragedy to say it, but David was one of those classic people who could not face up to the fact that things were wrong and he looked for solace in a bottle. So in July of 1976, after the final show of a tour of Spain, David Byron was fired by the band. And soon after, bass player John Wetton announced that he was also quitting Uriah Heep. So, you know, they've been having a rough go of it here. But at least no one was electrocuted on this tour. Moving on to the album itself, High and Mighty kicks off with a song called One Way or Another. Heavy guitar, which we didn't hear a lot of on the last album, but a disappointing chorus, which I keep saying about a lot of these songs. There's a melodic bridge section and a nice guitar break. So, overall, not great, but, you know, better than the last album already. second song, Weep in Silence, written by Ken Hensley and John Wetton, is a mellow and boring song, clocking in at 5 minutes. Third song, Misty Eyes. Once again, my notes say the same thing as for the last song, mellow and boring. I've been waiting on true love's sweet surprise, and it tasted so sweet. Oh, it tasted so sweet. I could hear the sound of the love bell, told me all it could tell, and the sight of the blue moon told me all was well, told me all was well.
I was just drifting as a windblown wave, like a stricken ship. I thought I'd never be saved. So far below me, there seems so much more. Yet a man has to know what he's looking for. Something unknown kept my life turning around, but I couldn't get near to put my feet on the ground. With all that I had, any man would be glad, but my everything was nothing, so what may be said? I was missing my little Miss Misty Eyes. She made my life complete. I was waiting on true love's sweet surprise, and it tasted so sweet.
Up next, the fourth song on High and Mighty is a song called Midnight. Very weird chorus, and this song is kind of a mess that does not hold together. So, side one, you know. Started off okay, but quickly devolved into blah.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called Can't Keep a Good Band Down. A basic rock song, needed a good chorus, but nope.
Day after day.
Second song on side two, Woman of the World. Ooh, another weird detour into some weird mix of styles from the band here that does not really work for me. Uriah Heep seemed to have lost sight of just doing what they do best. Third song on side two, Footprints in the Snow. Starts out mellow and acoustic with a nice melody. Kicks in and sounds like something we've heard before. So it's listenable. Best song in the album so far, but that's not saying much.
Just like footprints in the snow. Who knows where my heart will go? Will it lead me to you? Or will I see another empty day? Seasons come and quickly go. Kinda makes me wonder if they know.
Been in love, then you'll know the rocky road I've been speaking now. Don't
Fourth song on side two, Can't Stop Singing. Please do, because this is terrible. Up next, song called Make a Little Love, which is a boring and very dumb blues song. No thanks. And High and Mighty ends with a song called Confession, which is about 2 minutes long, but pretty pointless. It's a piano ballad, and it doesn't amount to much. So this is not a good album. Footprints in the Snow is the best song, and Can't Stop Singing is the worst. All right, so let's hope the next album is better. We will find out tomorrow. Join me then when we will talk about Firefly by Uriah Heep.
And I made my plans with my love for you in mind. Sometimes you get the wrong idea, and I can't seem to make it clear. If my heart doesn't show, it's 'cause I don't know the best way to say I love you. Every living day you fill my heart with a profound spring, and I search for the universe for some joy that I can.
Day by day, day by day. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.